Okay, so the last part of the Gemara that we're going to be, that we'll be able to deal with together, is that the Gemara's conclusion is, after discussing who's chayiv, is it the landlord or the renter, the socher or the maskir, the Gemara's answer is, well, it depends. If the key, imisha masar, lo maftech on chalar basar, al socher livdo, right? If the keys were given over before the 14th, then the renter has to do it. And if the keys were not given over before the 14th, then the
owner.
Then the owner, the landlord, needs to do it. Now, okay, so let's try to understand why this would be relevant. So if you knew nothing, pretend for a moment you haven't been doing Makarot, if you knew nothing about this, right? And the Gemara asked, is the Socher Chayiv, is the Masker Chayiv, is the landlord Chayiv, or is the renter Chayiv? And the Gemara's answer is, well, it depends who held the keys. At the beginning of the 14th, and I asked you, okay, what is the relevance of keys? Why is this important? Okay, good. Right? So Ezra says, Ezra would say, look.
Control is different than ownership.
So Ezra first says that the issue here is ownership, that if I didn't know anything, I would say, listen, the person who's chayiv in Bedikah is whoever owns the house. And if the Gemara is, and the reason that it matters that it's the magic moment, the 14th, because whatever, that's when the chayiv starts. So whoever owns it at that moment owns it. Right? And they're chayiv. And what you learn from this is that giving over the keys is a valid form of kinyan, is a valid way of acquiring a property. If I knew nothing, I would say that. Okay. Who else wants to tell me what you would say if you knew nothing?
Control.
Okay. Control. So, why would you say control? What do you mean by control?
You're not living in the house when you're just the owner. You're saying by handing over the key, you're saying you're not living in this house. You have.
Okay, good. So Moshe says, listen, I don't know if I have to go that far as saying ownership, right? Because the truth is that the issue here doesn't seem to be ownership per se. Maybe it's control, right? And whoever has the keys controls the house. Now, why would you say ownership? And why would you say control, not ownership? Again, if you knew nothing.
You're saying practically you're the one, you're the premise.
Okay, right. So you say, look, Misvara, there's a good logic to say this is not about ownership. As we already talked about, there's different reasons why you might say this, that the issue at hand is not really whether you own it, because who cares whether you own the house? What I care about is whether you have access to control over the chametz, right? Now, this might come down to what we said before. Is it really on the chametz? Is it on the house, right? But whatever it is, if you have access to that, if you're the person who has access to the house, so now you have access to the house, you have access to the chametz, and if you think that the issue is more about practical access, so then maybe the issue, I know nothing about ownership, I know about control. Good. Okay. Mordechai.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, fine. Anyone else want to tell me what you would say if you didn't know anything?
Whoever is the leader violating body
law, said by your house. And so why would keys matter?
Because when you had the keys, it basically say they're not going to be in the house locked, you're now in danger of violating it. If they don't have the keys, they will lock.
Okay, so Avi takes it not from the positive side, but from the negative side, right? Which is, right, maybe the issue here isn't, right, per se ownership of the second person. It's that once the owner has now given you the keys, let's assume there's only one pair of keys, right? Whatever, or there's one copy of the keys, right? So now they cannot violate Baal Yerah because what are they supposed to do? They've given you the keys. How are they supposed to access the chametz? How are they supposed to get rid of the chametz, right? So maybe it's not an issue of ownership and not an issue of control. It's an issue of, well, who has the ability to deal with the chametz, to deal with the problem, right? Mm-hmm. And the person who no longer has it has vacated responsibility. Now, sort of de facto, it falls on, right, the head of the renter, which would mean that according to this, is Mesirat Mafteach an ownership issue? We have no idea. All we know is it's now prevented the landlord from dealing with the chametz, right? And if you assume Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh is anyone who could deal with the chametz has to, right? Anyone who could deal with the chametz and chooses not to buy it is Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh. So then, well, the masker can't deal with it anymore. Something can do. Yes, that's right.
But if I, the renter, have the keys to the house.
Oh, you're the renter now. Oh, this changes everything.
Sorry,
okay.
But
no, it's fine. You can be the renter, but someone else has to rent to you now.
Right. Let's say you're renting to me.
Oh, me? Oh, okay. You want me as a landlord. Wow. Okay, fine.
So, but
you are daring. Okay.
If that's the case, it doesn't matter if I have the keys. Right. If the ownership of the chametz is yours, then I'm not over the Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh. Even though I go into the house, it's not my chametz. Yeah, but when it's present. So I wouldn't be chayiv. He's saying that whoever would be over it is chayiv with the dika, but I wouldn't be over it even if I have the keys because it's not my chametz.
Okay, so what would we have to do to... So in order to figure out which of these... Right now, let's assume we don't know nothing. What would we have to do? In order to figure out which of these is right, we need to do two very separate things methodologically. Right? One is we need to understand the parameters of Kenyan to figure out whether this could plausibly be about ownership or something else. And the second is we need to figure out the nature of Bali or Bali Matze such that this would, right, be relevant. So before we look at Rashi and Tosot, right, what stands in the background here is that what do we know about Mesir Mafteach? Right, what do we know about it? Is that, as the Gemara says in number 9 above a comma, is Mesirat Mafteach a Kenyan that we know of elsewhere? Not entirely clear, right? So the Gemara in above a comma, Ayin Tet, says, Tanya Malchi, Kederach Shetiknu Mishicha Belukuchot, Kach Tiknu Mishicha Bishomrin. Just like Mishicha works, well, without getting to details, by buying. So it works to initiate the obligations of custodianship. Okay? Shomrin. Right? So if, right, now obviously Shomer doesn't own something, right? If Mordechai decides that he's going to watch my laptop, he doesn't own my laptop, but once he has, once he's done a Kenyan, he's now accepted responsibility. Whereas if he just said, sure, I'll watch your laptop, that's not enough. He needs to, right, bring it into his control so that he's now obligated, right, to fulfill whatever responsibilities he accepted through the the stewardship or custodianship agreement. Ukshem, then the Gemara says, Ukshem shakarka niknate v'kesef v'shar v'chazaka. And just like land, real estate, is acquired through one of three methods, money, documentation, or chazaka. What's chazaka?
No, there's three ways.
So chazaka is
working at also maybe building a fence around.
You can open the fence.
So chazaka is some sort of act you do in the field, and this is going to be important. Which shows ownership. Hold that thought. But chazaka usually means like digging in the field or something like that, or locking. But what it fundamentally means is expressing ownership in the field itself. So kach schirut nikne b'kesef b'shar v'chazaka. So to rental is acquired through kesef shar and chazaka. Now, what does that line mean, and what does it teach us?
Saying that you can acquire something for rental from.
So first stop there. What do we learn from just those words?
There is kinyan.
Very good. Right. So the first thing we know is that
there's a kinyan
of rental. Rental also entails some amount of a legal acquisition. That's the first thing we learn, right? So rental is not mere usage, right? It is at some level a kinyan, right? It's some level ownership, but what level ownership we don't know, right? Meaning, and if you follow the parallels, obviously like a shomer doesn't own my object in the sense it's not his, right? But it's clear that Mordechai has accepted certain responsibilities. It could be that that's all this means, right? You have certain responsibilities and rights. Right, or it could mean more than that it's a partial, right, or a temporary kinyan, right? It's a, as the Gemara will say elsewhere, that tzchirut might be mechel liyom, right? But the point is there's some sort of legal acquisition going on. Okay, point one. Now, what else?
That it is achieved through chazaka.
So we know that it can be achieved through kesef shtar and chazaka. Okay, what is left open? Now, what is Tosfot assume that may or may not be clear in this Gemara?
There's a parallel.
Meaning what?
That the same Kenyan that is going on within transference of ownership is our...
And therefore
it's... You're actually transferring something about the object.
And therefore, Tosfot makes one more assumption. He says, yes. What you learn from here is there's a parallel between whatever kinyan happens when you actually buy something, the kinyan that happens when you rent something. But then Tosfot goes one step farther and he says, if there's a parallel, then the parallel must work that.
You also need your chazaka.
No. I want you to get to the logic, Tosfot. You're skipping, right? What is Tosfot assuming about this line? That once that we learn that they are parallel, what does it mean that they are parallel?
Well,
Silas? That's your responsibility to check.
That what? Right? If you just read this line, right, and I asked you, is there another kinyan that would work for rental? Does this Gemara answer the question whether these are the only kinyanim for rental or not?
It seems like the only one.
Why would you say only?
Three.
Yeah, so? Just like this works here, this works there. So what? Saying that these three work doesn't say only these three work. Where do you get from these three work to only these three work? What do you need to assume?
That it's the same kind of thing.
Correct, right? Meaning Tosfot, what Tosfot does by assuming that these are parallel, because fundamentally rental is a kinyan, right, is an ownership, but just temporary. He assumes that if it says these three work, it means only these three work because they work for the same reason.
Right?
Meaning Tosfot assumes that if these three work, the reason they work, and he then reads these work and only these work, is because he sees them conceptually as the same.
Right?
But is that obvious? What? Yeah.
Even if he sees them as the same, why? Because these are the only three that work for actual...
These are the only three that work for actual acquisition. So he says, if they're the same, then it's not just that these three also work, is that these are the exclusive kinanim that work for rental, just like they're the exclusive ones that work for acquisition, right? For actually buying it. However, that's not obvious, right? That's not obvious, right? You could say, no, right? These all happen to also work.
But since Socher is fundamentally a different kind of...
But Socher might be different, and therefore there might be other things that work also, right? Tosfot is assuming that Schirut is fundamentally Kenyan for a time, and therefore it's not just that these also work, is that if these are the only things that work for actually buying something, then they're the only things that work for rental, right? But that's not obvious, which is important when we see Rashi. Now, the Yerushalmi, on the other hand, thinks that Monsieur Mafteach works when, even by? Monsieur Mafteach works when? Even by Mechira, right? In the Yerushalmi, you get Shimon Barva, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, HaMocher Bayit L'Chaveru, Kevin Shem Maser L'Mafteach, Kana. That if you sell a property, once you give the keys, it is Kone. So the simple shot is that the Bavli does not think this works by buying property. Yerushalmi thinks it does. Okay. But in the Yerushalmi, now if I asked you, okay, why would Mesir Mafteach work? So someone tell me conceptually, why might the Yerushalmi believe that this is the case?
Well, it fits under one of the three.
So either it's because the Yerushalmi thinks it fits under the three, or because... Right, or the Yerushalmi doesn't buy the Bavli's assumption that there's only three, right? It's four. So when the Yerushalmi says that giving over the keys works, it can be saying that for one of two reasons. Either because the Bavli thinks there are three ways of buying property, and the Yerushalmi thinks there are four. Or the Bavli thinks there are three. The Yerushalmi thinks there are three, but the Yerushalmi thinks that Mesir Mafteach is in fact a subsection of probably Chazaka. I mean, theoretically it could be something else, but I'm not really sure how you would do that. I mean, right? I mean, yes, the Pnei Moshe says that. I'm saying, I'm just telling you conceptually, right? I mean, yes, theoretically, but I can't imagine. Look, if you're going to put it under one of them, that is the likely one, because I'm not sure how it would be Shtar, and I'm not sure how it would be Kesef. I mean, it's a logical possibility, it just doesn't seem to work. But yes, the Pnei Moshe takes the latter possibility and assumes that Mesir Mafteach is like the category of Lake Chazek Ukni, right? Vakana, where there's a category called, right, if the owner says, go, and, right, do a chazaka, and that will be kinyan, right? So that initiates the kinyan. So he says, well, what do you think that is? When I give someone the key, right, I have now said, literally, go. You now have control, so go do a kinyan. That is a subsection of chazaka. Okay, so with that background, now let's go back to Rashi. Tosfot will try to understand. And then again, all the Rishonim went on this. But, so in our Gemara we have, Mesir Mafteach is the magic moment for Bidika. Rashi says, why is that the case? Masirat Mafteach, hu kinyan aschirut. It is the acquisition of the rental. V'imad shalom osar Mafteach nichnas lel arba asar. And therefore, if before you'd given the key, the 14th entered, chalachovad abidika lamaskir, then the landlord has already had the obligation to check, descend upon him. Shadayin haita birshuto, because it was still in his property. V'afal pisha masar lo bayom, and even though he gave him the key later, kvar chalachova alav, the obligation is already on him. So Rashi says, why is Mesir Mafteach the relevant category here? Kenyan, right? Tosfot says, Perish Rashi, the Mesir Mafteach Kone, V'ein Nira Liri. The Ri said,
No.
Thank you. No. Very clear. No. Who's the Ri? Can someone ask me? Who's the Ri? It's not great. Where is he from? Where? What city? Tosfot City. Thank you. He's from Dampierre.
Oh, yes. Of course. That was going to be my next.
What?
Yes. Oh, we're in no French name.
Yes. He's from Dampierre. Yeah. Dampierre. He thought he was from Baguette.
No, he's from Baguette.
Okay. No, he's from Dampierre. He is among the most important of the Balei HaTosfot, right? Rabbeinu Tam is the of that early generation of the Balei HaTosfot. The Rabbeinu Tam is the most, no, he's not. The Ri is more common. The Rabbeinu Tam is the most novel thinker, right? He's the one who seems to have really introduced dialectical thinking, right? The Ri was a great organizer, right? The Ri was like the dutiful student who ran around after Rabbeinu Tam and collected all the teachings and actually put together a lot of the collections that we have as Tosfot.
What dialectical things?
Like, yeah.
Like
Svedinim, you know, the proto-Brisker stuff, right? Dialect, right? But yeah, that was really Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ri says no. Why? Because the Ri understands the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Amar b'Meruba, k'shem shekarka niknet b'kezev shtar v'chazaka, kach zirot karka niknet b'kezev v'chulei. V'lo amrin mahani mesir mafteach. And it doesn't say that keys work. Now again, that's not a proof because Tosfot assumes that it's these three and only these three because it assumes a parallelism, right? But you could push back on Tosfot and say no. Right. Okay, before we see Tosfot's answer, okay? So let's try to understand Rashi. Okay, so Rashi again. Rashi thinks that the fact that Mesirat Mafteach works here is it a localized halacha in Hilchot Pesach or a generalizable halacha about Kinyan? Right, it's a general halacha in Kinyan. Yes? Mm-hmm. Right? And therefore, according to him, this doesn't teach us anything novel about Bidika. I mean, we have to figure out what it teaches about Bidika, meaning, but the point is that by the end, the person who's chayav in Bidika is the person who owned the house at the beginning of the 14th. That's what we learn. Owns. According to Rashi, it's owns. And according to him, rental is a temporary ownership. Right? And for these purposes, all that matters is, right? That's what Rashi thinks, yes? Right? And therefore, you can try to ask all the interesting questions and say, why is it that ownership matters? But then they, for all the reasons we talked about in the last few days, either because if you own it, you also own the chametz. Now, I will admit that, you know, as many days as we're spending on this, we could spend another month on this sugya, because there are divisions in the Acharonim, right? You could say, well, why are you chayav in Bidika? So one is, well, maybe that's just because that was the nature of the chiyuv, or maybe because it was on the bayit, right? But if you look at the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham is a much more Pesach-oriented theme, which is, if you own it, then you also own the chametz. I don't want to own the chametz. Kinyan chatzer. Right? So, right? But I didn't want to torture you with this because the Achronim spent a long time on, is it plausible to say that the reason you're lechayv in Bidika is because you're chayv in Bal Yerah, because you're on the Chametz, because of Kinyan Chatzer, because normally Kinyan Chatzer doesn't work when you don't want to be Kone, right? So therefore, there's a lot of very detailed, very painful discussions we could get into if we wanted to spend forever on it, and I debated, honestly, spending forever on this, but for all of you who don't believe me when I say I'm holding myself back, right? The fact that you didn't see all the very, 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 very long sources on is what's going on here simply that you own the house, or that you own the house and therefore you own the chametz through kinyan chatzer, which maybe you were kone against your will, or maybe you weren't, or how do you understand it?
I say this if you have on there.
Well, that's considering if you just open up the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, and if you just to the Magen Avraham Machzeh Shekel, and you know the Makor Chaim of the Nesivos on. You know, that alone is many, 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 you know, pages. But I held myself back. But whether you think that according to Rashi, the reason that Kenyan matters is because then you're chayev on the bayit, or you think that Rashi holds like Magen Avraham, that you're kone through Kenyan chatzer, the point is that for Rashi, this is fundamentally, by the end of the day, a Kenyan halacha. Yeah, okay, however you want to get there, and I gave you the shorthand version of all the different ways we could get there, Kenyan matters. Now, the question that Tosfot then asks is, okay, I don't understand, right? If it's about Kenyan, why doesn't the Gemara say that Kenyan by Schirut? So you tell me, what's the obvious defense of Rashi? We've already said it, but defend Rashi from Tosfot's critique. Right? Tosfot's critique is the Gemara in Bava Kama says, Kesef Shtar Chazaka, where are you getting this idea that Mesir Mafteach works? So okay, you could say he just bossing the Rusham against the Bavli, which is unlikely, but sure, you could do that. Right. Or you take the Pnei Moshe and you say it's a subsection of Chazaka, or
we're talking about Sofer. Sofer is different.
Very good, is that you don't say what Tosfot does. Tosfot assumes that the reason that these three Kinyanim work for Schirut is because Schirut is just another type of Kinyan, and therefore it's not just that these three work, but that these three work and only these three work, just like that's what works by buying land. But you could say that, no, the reason these kinyanim work is not because it is, right? It is the same as mechira. It's similar enough to mechira, these kinyanim work, but it's not the same as mechira. Exactly. These same acts happen to work, but the mechanism is different, and therefore that difference is enough to warrant a different type of kinyan, right? And I think the clearest person who says it is who I gave you in 12. Now, who is the Karbon Netanel?
This is one of the Nesiim.
Rabbi Netanel.
What?
This is one of the Nesiim. Rabbi Netanel from somewhere.
So really, I could have just told you to find him in the Gemara, because he's in your Gemara. He is one of the commentaries on the Rush, if you open up your Rush.
Yeah.
Right? He is one of the commentaries on the Rush. I guess super commentaries on the Rush, because, you know, the Rush is himself technically a commentary on the Riff, which is a commentary on the Gemara. So, whatever. So his name is Rav Netanel Weil. For some reason, he wore the coolest hats.
What?
Totally unclear to me why.
Yes.
Whoa! Oh! Whoa!
They're like wizard hats.
Oh my God, unclear.
He's gonna fight in the American Revolution.
Again, from Zurich, you have to up the hat game.
Yeah. So anyways, so the Garden of Danhel, he's a Rosh Yeshiva in Prague, and the Rav Ha'ir of Karlsruhe, I don't know what that is. Yes. Very cool hat. Very, very cool hat. How do you think? Oh, I can't print. It's actually worse in English.
What?
It's S-T, U with two dots above it, H-L-I-N-G-E-N. Stühlingen. He was the rabbi of
Stühlingen.
Anyways, so the Karbon Netanel says, V'Rashi Peirish to Mesir Damavteach Kana V'Ri Hizigal Rashi. The Ri said Mehad Amrin B'Meruba Dafayin Ted Kishem Shiakarka Nigne Because of Shtar V'Chazaka Kach Schirut Nigne Because of Shtar V'Chazaka V'Lo Amrin the Mahani Mesir Damavteach Kamand Amrin Lake Chazek Gnid Amrin Perik Apara. The Yev Shirli Yashay Peirish Rashi says it's very easy to defend Rashi. Why? It didn't say that just like land is only acquired through these three. So rental is only acquired through these three. He said, all it said is these three do work. So far he just told you literarily how you could defend this. But what's the svara? What's the logic? So as Ezra said before, the logic is that if you think that Schirut isn't just a temporary kinyan, but Schirut is something else. And what is that other thing? What would you say Schirut is if it's not a temporary kinyan? Yeah, it's called a rental. You don't own it. You have certain rights. You have the right to live in it. You have the right to, it's the right to use it, the right to live in it, the right to whatever. It's not ownership. So he says, well, look, how do I give over rights? So one way is to use the same mechanisms with which I would own, I would give over ownership. Because look, if I own it and I do a kinyan to you, even I'm not giving it to you, okay, that shows you, you now have the rights to take, as it were, my right to live in it, because being an owner entails rights. So by doing an active acquisition, I'm giving you rights, but I'm not giving you the property. But now he says, but if Schirut is giving over rights, so then it could be more expansive in the types of kinyanim that could be used. He says, "V'hainu taima dibischirut eno kona abayit ki im ladur bo v'lichnos sham kli tashmisho." Schirut is just I acquired it to live there and put my stuff there. But if that's all schirut is, it's not temporary ownership. It's the rights to live there, right? It's the right to utility. So he said, "Listen, for ownership, if I give you the keys, does that somehow represent ownership? Not necessarily. But if all steward is the right to use it, and I give you the keys so you can now use it, is that a proper manifestation of, right? Meaning, if you think about Kenyan as a conceptual, a conceptual concretization of the rights being given over, so it may not be that giving over keys indicates ownership, but giving over keys is a pretty good way of saying, I have now given you permission to use my house to live in. That's actually pretty good, right? So therefore, one second, the cave in the muscle on Masker Matech. So if I gave you keys, right, because I'm renting now to Ezra. So I say, here, Ezra, here are the keys to the house. There's only one copy. Take good care of it, right? Clearly, I am giving over the rights to use my house. He says, by buying, he's very poetic here, right? He said, buying, I've given you the house down to the deepest depths and up to Shamayim, which is also true. Yes, yeah. It's also true. But still, just because something's true doesn't mean it's poetic. What do you mean? I understand, right? Yes. He says, since what you're trying to do when you have a kinyan of the field itself, of the house itself, is to take control of the land and to take control of the house, so why do you need a chazaka? Because you need to take control of the land itself. Right, so the Karban Netanel says, I don't understand what your problem is. Right, the problem is that as Tosfos assumes, like Mordechai did originally, which is that this isn't just saying these three kinyanim happen to work in both Mechira and Schirut, but that they work in Mechira and Schirut because they're the same conceptually. Right, one is a permanent sale, and the other one is a temporary sale. But fundamentally, they're the same. And if that's the case, it's not just that these three happen to work, it's only what works in Mechira will work in Schirut. But if you think that Schirut is fundamentally different than Mechira, the way you look at it is not as a kinyan, but as giving over the rights of usage, so then it might be that the same kinyanim, for a different reason, will help you acquire said rights, but that doesn't close off the possibility that there are other things that represent such rights in enough of a way that they could also be effective. And that's what he thinks Mesirat Mafteach is. So that's how you defend Rashi. Okay? Now again, according to Rashi, just to review, I think Mordechai's question, according to Rashi, therefore, so there's two things you need to do, right? One is figure out, right, he thinks that this is a Kenyan question. How could Kenyan work? So according to him, it's because he thinks that Schirut isn't Mechira for a time, but is fundamentally different. And therefore, we can have different means of Kenyan, point one. Point two is that he thinks that by Bedikat Chametz, all that matters is Kenyan. And the reason could be either, for any of the reasons we talked about last week, it could be, well, formally, we just put the chov on anyone, whoever owns it. It could be, as the Magen Avraham has it, that when you buy the house, you also, through Kinyan Chatzar, acquire the chametz, and therefore you own the chametz, so who else is going to be chayev? It could be several different reasons, but the point is, according to Rashi, the central chiddush in this sugya is one of Kinyan, rather than one in Hichot Pesach. Yes, Mordechai.
So, what is ownership actually within Judaism? Like, because I know that we just said, oh, you get your own little wedge from Shimon, but like, practically,
ownership.
Thanks. Can we
is there a difference of ownership?
Can we go like a Socratic dialogue for a little bit?
What is what are you asking? Why are you asking ownership? It's because in the back of your mind you know that there's such a thing as Yovel, and therefore most land, even if I sell it, it comes back. And therefore, does that show that ownership is fundamentally different, right? And the pasuk says, Ki liar, as it belongs to my God. So the answer is that it's very complicated what ownership is for many of the reasons that I'm in jest throwing out, but they're not in jest at all,
right?
That ownership is very complicated because halacha is very, very, you know.
Because you keep the capital, but you don't keep the...
Right, well, especially in karka. What? Now, of course, this halacha happens to be not limited to ancestral lands in Israel, and therefore that would indicate that those sort of unique halachot aren't relevant here.
But
surprisingly, those halachot are relevant in random places, like in Hilchot Ribbit. We actually do care about the fact that land goes back after 50 years. That actually is relevant.
Does that keep the value of land at a static level?
I don't know if it's static, but it definitely keeps it at a different level. Yes, if I sold you land for only 50 years, it'd probably play less than if I sold it to you forever.
Well, can you even do that? What if like a storm ruined the...
What do you think? In Israel, that's what you do. Most land is not owned. Most land is owned by the land association. You're only renting it for 99 years or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
What? Why is that? You want the real answer to that question?
Yeah.
Because it was a weird attempt to incorporate the laws of Yovel, as Herzl proposed them in Altunland, into Israeli law.
I write your paper back, yeah.
Yes, in my Tikvah packet, I point out this very bizarre historical fact that because Herzl and Jabotinsky and many others really felt like Yovel should be part of Israeli law, they decided to put in random hints at Yovel into Israeli land law.
So now, after 99 years, old land goes back to government?
Right. So technically, yes. Practically, yes. But what they usually do is that they give you but not like at full price. They'll usually let you, I think, I mean, how many people have done? The country isn't 99 years old, but you'll do like a symbolic Kinyan. But this got complicated because of the churches that their lease ran out because they were pre-state, right? And then like they didn't want to renew it, like some of the churches in the old city. Or this was a huge controversy if you followed the news a few years ago, because their 99-year leases actually ran out and there were people pushing to not renew the leases on the random churches.
Right.
Right, yeah, so this was actually very good.
Abolish it for the Zara.
What?
Yeah, but churches are fundamentally different.
This is always the danger when people do like 100-year things, and we're like, oh yeah, that's forever, and then like 100 years passes.
You're like, oh.
Right, it was like Hong Kong. Oh sure, we're renting Hong Kong to the British Empire for 100 years. That's like forever, right? It's like, no, we would like them back. Forever. We would like Hong Kong back now. Thank you, and we would like to take away their rights too. You know, right? Look, it was also like, it was the same way that in Spain, they're like, they really wanted to ban Jews forever, but instead they were like, we will ban you for 500 years. That's the end of time, until 1992 came and it's like, oh, oops, now you're allowed back in. That actually ran out, right? Which actually happened in 1992. It became legal, technically, for the first time in 500 years for Jews to live in Spain.
Wait, so
there were Jews living there before, but actually legally you were allowed to do that. Like, the law actually changed because they hadn't changed the laws on the books for 500. I remember.
because
they were like absorbing this, like when I was a kid, like it was, I don't remember when it happened, I was
like
four,
the whole thing,
yeah. Right, but I remember a few years later they were like, oh yeah, like
oops,
it's like
oopsie
500 years, right, that's actually a period of time that might one day come. Yeah,
that's why you gotta make rules for like the next 10,000 15,000 years.
No, but that'll come also. No, that's why you just make a law forever. You know, what are you putting this
forever?
If you mean it, then just do it. Yeah.
It's never gonna run out. Run out in 10 million years. It's never gonna run out in a million, and it keeps going until the end.
until the end of time, and then the sun runs out. Like, oh my gosh, why didn't we plan anything for this? This is ridiculous. We thought it would never happen.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Story. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know, no, it's when things are closer. That's why, like, we're happy telling people, oh, you should live on Mayav Esrim when they're, like, 30. And then it's like, oh, they're 112. Maybe I shouldn't say on Mayav Esrim because, like,
live for,
you know.
Another 8 years.
Yeah. You know.
Hope you die soon.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So Tosfot, but now let's go to Tosfot. Tosfot himself, though, doesn't buy this, right? For the reasons that we said, that probably he assumes that you should conceptualize, you should conceptualize Schirut as just Mecher Lizman, which, to be fair, is how it's presented elsewhere. Therefore, he says that this isn't a Kenyan halacha. This is a B'dikan Chametz halacha. It's a Pesach halacha. Right? Now, what does he say? Mefarish ri. Dahacha shemasur l'maftech v'lo hechzik. He said, look, they didn't do chazaka. Right? They didn't do a chazaka. Right? Umi sheyesh b'yadu maftech kishachal yadal chayv livdok. Toto shein b'yadu maftech echi kanez livdok. That's what he says. Right? He says, look, the answer is, it's you don't own it. You don't own it. But I gave Ezra my keys. So what am I supposed to do, Ezra? You want me to check out how am I going to get in? You want me to break the windows down? You want to be living in a place I broke down the windows so that I could get in? You have the keys, man. Right? You're Chayev. Right? You can get in. Right? Now, Miu, Hivka Adam Maftach, Beto, Eitel Adam Acher, Eno Chayev, and Nifka Devokol, Adav, Kishrotz, Alachsek, Bavai, Luknoto. But then he qualifies it. And he says, sort of. Right? But this is only true if what? If I give the keys to Ezra. But let's say I give my keys to Josh. But I rented it to Ezra. I just give him my keys. Right? And you have no intention of leaving my house because, you know, I did not give you the rights to live in my house. Right? Then, Tosud says, Josh is not Chayev. Presumably, who is Chayev?
You.
Probably me, or maybe nobody. Not totally. Claire doesn't really answer that question, right? Now, that's a little bit complicated, because the first point, right, if you just stopped at the first point, Tosfot said, listen, it's not about Mesir Mafteach. Mesir Mafteach isn't about Kinyan, it's about who controls it. So someone give me a Svara. What does Tosfot mean? Why is Tosfot saying such a thing? What? Why would he say such a thing? No Svara.
That's not a Svara.
He's making a reference to him.
He's what? Making a reference to a meme. Thank you. You are so helpful.
This is already too much.
So what would you say? What would you say? Right, what's the logic? Correct! Right, as we talked about last week, Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh may not be a din in ownership. And B'dikat Chametz may not really be a din in Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh, but rather, I mean it is, but it's something beyond that. Right? It's something, and if it's about, let's say, if you thought it was really, and we could go through all the different things, if you thought, like Tosfot, that it's really just about preventing someone from eating it, right? So then the person who could eat it is the person who has the keys, right? If you think that it's not about ownership to begin with, right? Once it's not about ownership, so then you have to look for other things, and control is a more likely one, and okay, so control. Now, the problem is obviously that Tosfot has this thing that, well, it's only giving over the keys to someone if they also intend on living there. Now, why that is where things get a little bit more complicated. Now, it could just be because he still thinks you need some sort of shaychus to the property. Or it could be that Josh can get into my house, but I didn't say he was allowed to, right? It could be that Josh said, you know, I really need a paperweight, right? And I was like, look, Josh, I'm not going to be home anyways for Pesach, so I entrust you with the keys to my house as a paperweight. But you have no right to go into my house. Right? So it could just be that he's saying, look, practically, if I give Josh my keys, but I tell him, don't go into my house, right? But
then it's clearly not what the Kamosha was doing.
No, for sure. But it could be that that's what Tosud wants. I don't know. Right? So what would it mean? It would presumably be control, but it has to be, look, it's access and probably legal access also. Right, if that's all it means, right? If Tosus is contrasting in case where I give you the keys because you're renting it versus where I give Josh the keys as a paperweight, right? Presumably, what Tosa is just qualifying, it's not just, like, you can get into the house, but you have the, you can and you have the right to get into the house, right? And the chiyuv is derived from that. Now, why would the chiyuv be derived from that? So again, it could be because you think it's about eating, right? So if I have the ability to access it and the right to access it, then I have to worry about it. Or you, right? Or you think that, look, that's just the nature of the chiyuv is that I put it on the person who has control. Because since Balyar Balyamate isn't about ownership to begin with, right? So then I put the chiyuv on the one who has access, right? Rather than the one who owns. But, well, I mean, what else, right? You could come up with different explanations. Say again.
If you just hand over your keys to someone, that if you're saying that whoever has the keys, regardless of intent.
Okay. So, is it true that I can force someone to violate Bali or Bali Matze? So the answer is, according to Tosos, no. Why according to Tosos, no? Because what did Tosos qualify? How did Tosos qualify the Kenyan?
It also needs to be that you intended for him to come in.
It needs to be both, right? It needs to be that I gave the keys to Ezra, and Ezra has a rental agreement.
Which can be
right,
out.
But if I gave it to Josh, it wouldn't, right? Because he needs both physical access and legal rights to access. Otherwise, right? So there, according to Joseph, the answer is I can't force someone. Meaning,
once you say, okay, you can go into my house. Here's my keys.
And Josh can say, I say no.
I handed them to him and I ran away.
And Josh says, okay, but I am not, you can't, so the general law, you can't force someone to do that, right? You can't give someone rights against their will.
Your ownership is literally a given at first.
So, right? However, that, so according to Tozu, it's an easy question. There's an easy way to answer this. However, does everyone agree with Tozu on that point?
Nope.
No, who disagrees? So a lot of people disagree. Not just Rashi, meaning even within the notion that Mesir Mafteach is not a normal Kenyan, who disagrees with Tozu's claim that it's only Mesir Mafteach plus ownership? So several of the Rishonim do, but probably the clearest here is Rabbeinu David. So if you look at Rabbeinu David, Shaino is hard to read. Got it. But if you look at Rabbeinu David,
he was the one that was the really wacky star, right?
Okay, so look at the end, right? Where he says, so he says, Im Shalom Basar Lo Mafteh Chalar Basar Perish Rajizal. Right, giving over the key is an acquisition of schirut. Right, so it happens to be Rashi's not alone. Or, okay, the Rashbam later joins him. Right, fine. Ve'eno, Rabbeinu David, like the Re, disagrees. Right, because the acquisition of rental is just like the acquisition of the sale. Kedamrin Perakim Aruba. Kishem shakarka nikne bekesiv shtar v'chazaka, kach schirut niknate bekesiv shtar v'chazaka. Uperaka para mash mehedya shemisir mafteach eno kinyan beschirut. And he says there are other places that make it sound even more explicit that it's not a kinyan. Sham rusham a mocher bayat l'chaver kevin shemasr mafteach kana'o. V'amrinan I bekasba likne bekasba v'chazaka likne v'chazaka. Right? And the Gemara had there said that someone who sells a house, he's kona once he gives him the keys. And the Gemara says, really? But if he gave him money, let him be kona with money. If he gave him chazak, let him be kona with chazak. And the Gemara says, "La'olam bechazaka." It is chazaka. Uvay lememar leik chazeku kene. Right? You're right. There is no such thing as mesir mafteach. Mesir mafteach only works with the combination of leik chazeku kene, which is what the Pnei Moshe had understood the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi didn't think mesir mafteach worked either. It is mesir mafteach as part of chazaka, right? Where I give him the keys and then I tell him, go and make a kinyan. Right, going through chazaka, they came into Moshe Lemafteach command Amar Lake Chazeku Kni Dami, va'af Kan Lo Uskar Mesir Mafteach LeKinyan She Kinyan Nigmar Lo Elisha Chazaka VaKinyan. Even there, the chazaka is the Kinyan. Elisha Tzarch Mesir Mafteach Shushlo B'Makom Lake Chazeku Kni. Right, he said the implication of that sugi is the Mesir Mafteach is just because Mordechai isn't allowed to acquire my house by simply going into my house and making a Kinyan. Right, he needs me to first give him permission to do that, and then his legal right act is meaningful. So Mesir Mafteach is just what allows his chazaka to be meaningful. But Mesir Mafteach, therefore, isn't an independent Kenyan. So Yesh Lomar Lefi Shita Zushi Lomei Shemiyat Lo sheish lo mar shemiyad shabayit kamni lo sochar lav livdok mishum di isur bishute hu. Ve'ena mevdech shemiyad abasker osek klum. Mechevan shenigmar kinyan aschirud la socher. So Rabbi David's first possibility is it's either or, right? It's either or. How does Ezra become chayev too? Dubedika, one of two possibilities. Either he acquires my house, or I give him the key, right? Second possibility, v'yesh lefaresh. Possibility two is you need both, right? Is that even if Ezra's already done the kinyan, if I haven't given him the keys, I'm chayev. Why? Because the chametz is mine and I have access, right? I mean, he adds that. It's obviously if it was your chametz, you'd be chayev. But the point is, it's still my chametz, and I still have access. The combination of those two factors, even though you own the property, but since it's my chametz and I have the keys, I'm chayev. That's a second possibility, right? Like Tosfot, right? But his first daya is that it's either or. So you want to try to explain, Rabbi Nadav, to me, why would you say something like that? Why would you possibly say that either a kinyan or a key on the house is enough to make you chayev in bedika? Why would you say such a thing? So he doesn't think either is bialos, remember? Oh, no, that's not true. He doesn't think that it is bialos, right? Agrees with Tosfot. So let's try to understand Rabbeinu David. I think there are two general ways of understanding Rabbeinu David, right? One is that he thinks that the reason if Ezra does a kinyan, he's chayev, is because of the kinyan, right? Meaning... I'll put it methodologically as follows. Reinu David has already said that he thinks Mesirat Mafteach is not a kinyan, right? So now the question is, so why is it that according to him, either kinyan or Mesirat Mafteach is mechayev me in Bedikat Chametz? So logically, there are two ways of taking it. One is to say that they're mechayev me for the same reason. The other is to say that there's two different paths of chiyuv of Bedikat Chametz. Right? Yeah. So one is to say, listen, like Rashi, he thinks that Kenyan is going to be enough, according to everybody, as a Machayev in Bedikat Chametz. So the reason that if I give my house to Ezra, he's Chayev to do Bedika, is because if you own it, that is one Machayev. One Machayev in Bedikat Chametz is I own the house. Right? But there's a second path called control. And it could be that according to Rabbeinu David, there are two ways to become chayev in bedika, and bedika chametz. One is ownership, and one is control. And especially as we saw, according to this doesn't work for him. Well, it sort of does, because remember, according to him, are either of you chayev in bali or bali matze? No. He thinks it's just about bedika. So according to him, he would say, okay, no one's chayev in bali or bali matze. Now the question is, when the rabbanon set up the chiyuv and bedika, do they set it up on? Right? And it could be he'll say, well, they set it up either on the person who owns it or the person who controls it. Those are two different modes. Right? Or he could be saying, one second, that no, despite the fact that, yes, it's true that kinyan is a kinyan.
Is there one kinyan?
Right? No, it really is a kinyan. But maybe he thinks that in that shita, kinyan is irrelevant to bedikat chametz. Right? Meaning it's not that there's one path through kinyan and one path through control. It could be that, listen, the fact that I don't need kinyan proves the kinyan really isn't relevant. What I need is, I don't know, shaychut, right? I need association, l'chametz, I don't know. And there are just different types of association, but it's fundamentally one root, right? Which is, you need an association. It happens to be that one way to be associated with something is by owning it, and another way is controlling it. But fundamentally, it's two expressions of the same principle, neither of which are about ownership, right? Or whatever. Ownership is not really what's going on. It's just yeah.
According to both these possibilities, then it's very likely that both people are going to be chayev.
So according to him, no, because in order to be chayav in bali rabbi matzah, you need both, right? But you're right. You could equally say the opposite, which many rishonim say, is that no, both of them would be chayav. But according to the both, right, I honestly think that his svara works better for the both possibility, right? Because if they're both going to be chayav in bali rabbi matzah, then it makes a lot of sense, right? Because if you say that bali rabbi matzah doesn't need ownership, right? It's not necessary, then they're both chayav. Well, if they're both chayav, you could just say, look, Bedika is anyone who violates Bali or Bali Matzah. And we've already said that either ownership or control is enough to violate Bali or Bali Matzah. So therefore, either ownership or control is enough of a reason to be Mechayiv and Bedika, right? I would have said that Rebbe Dov works a lot better according to the Shita, that you're both Chayiv Bali or Bali Matzah, rather than his own Shita, which is that neither is Chayiv and Bali or Bali Matzah. Correct. It happens to be that somebody says. Yes, meaning.
That's the primary fear problem and first to do it. But then the guy who actually owns it would have to make sure that it didn't exist.
Yeah, you could do that also, right?
Or can you say that the different types of figures in diesel can mean?
Right, you could go that direction also, that there's a primary Kenyan and then Mesir Mavtech is not a Kenyan, but like it's enough of a Kenyan for this, right? Or something like that, because we already know that ownership here is different. It's not a Kenyan, but it's a Kenyan for Chametz. Right, just like you don't own it, and yet we make you chayev, so you don't really own it, but it's a Kenyan for, right, you could go that direction also, right? Because we know that ownership gets played around here, right, it gets played around with here, so you could do the same thing here, and you could say, yeah, the whole point is that ownership here means something different than it does in other places in the Torah. And therefore, yeah, maybe it doesn't work as a Kenyan elsewhere, but it does work as a Kenyan here. Okay, it's by the way just worth noting parenthetically that lahalacha we actually paskin like the second possibility in Rabbeinu David and Tosfot that you need both, right? That Shulchan Aruch assumes both, and the Mishnah Berurah says that in a case where it's only if Ezra was, if I both did an acquisition and gave him the keys. Right, then he's chayav.
But we're not talking about his position in his who files his value or value.
No, just in terms of bidika, right? Now, what happens if I didn't, right? Like, either I gave Ezra the keys, but I didn't do a Kenyan, or I did the Kenyan and give him the keys. So then, the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir, right? This gets complicated. Then, what the Mishnah Berurah says, Ezra should be machmir to do bedika. What's the problem? He doesn't have the key, right? So Mishnah Berurah's solution is that you should appoint me as your shliach to do it, because then, okay, yeah. So, okay. But are we clear on the logical possibilities in this sugya?
Yeah.
Right. Like I said, this is. Right, this is the reason that people love this sugya is because like it's a tiny little sugya, but it forces you to ask like major questions about the nature of kinyanim and the nature of Pesach and Bedika, and is Bedika going to follow the rules of normal kinyanim or not, which depends on A, how you understand kinyanim, and B, how you understand Bedika's chametz, right? Which means you get like, you know, some kosher mishpat, you know, some bavas and some psachim stuff. And the like. Okay, let us make sure that because the Ginsburg guys will not be tomorrow. So let's, from the top, let's sort of, right, just summarize what we've seen. Okay, so again, so remember the first, so let's start from the beginning very, very quickly, right? So the Gemara had started with saying, who's chayav socher maskir. So we'd first suggested, like many of the Achronim, that maybe that machloket is the same as Rashi and Tosfot. Right, which is if the chiyuv is bali or bali matzah, it goes by the masker because he owns it, and if it's about you might eat it, so then it goes by who's in the house. However, we noted that most reject this because A, that confuses a what for a why, right? It could be in such a case no one violates bali or bali matzah to begin with, right? Because there's a split of ownership, like we saw in Rabbeinu David, right? So there's a lot of reasons to assume that different things are going on here. It could be, as we also saw, Bedika is linked to who's going to have to do Bittul, right? And that itself is going to hang on the Socher Masker question, right? So this question is more complicated for many reasons. We noted that it's not 100% clear whether the Chiyuv here, whether Gemara is asking, is it either or they're both chayev. And the question is who's primary. And if they're both chayev, is that because they're both chayev in Bali or Bali Matzeh, and therefore it's primary secondary? Or is it neither is chayev in Bali or Bali Matzeh, and the chiyuv being discussed here is not Bali or Bali Matzeh, but is entirely Bidika, right? Rabbeinu David says they're not violating at all. It's a Bali or Bali Matzeh question. We noted that it's further unclear whether the issue here is a Orachaim question, a Pesach question, or a Choshen Mishpat question, right? And the Sfat Emet was convinced that this is all the whole sugya is a Choshen Mishpat question, which is what is the responsibilities of the landlord to his tenant? It just happens to be that just like you could ask the question of who has to fix the boiler when it breaks, you could ask who has to check for chametz. And we also noted that it's not totally clear whether the Gemara is specifically talking about whether it's on the 14th, right? At least in its question, right? And whether the possibility that you could lose the chiyuv once you're chayiv, right? And the like. Those were all the right questions that we had, and we went through the different models within Rashi and Tosfot. We noted that despite what Rashi said, right? Rashi thinks that the question of the Gemara is the chiyuv on the individual or on the bayit, where we noted that that seems to be two different ways of formulating the chiyuv of bedika. Is it a chiyuv on the person to search for chametz, or on to make sure that the house is searched, but it actually adheres in a bayit, with possible nafkaminas for cases where there isn't a house, like the sugya in Davchet about a chatzer. That was how Rashi understood the issue, again, against the way the Achronim assume he should. And the question of the centrality of bayit, as we noted, also comes down to the Gemara's comparison to mezuzah, and whether lemaskana bedikat chametz is on the bayit or not depends on whether when the Gemara rejects the comparison to mezuzah, it's a full rejection or it's just saying it's not a proof, right? If it's a full rejection, it's saying no, bedikat chametz is different because it's on the person and not in the house, or is it just saying, no, mezuzah is obviously on the house, but bedikat chametz, that's our question, but once we, right, but maybe by the end, so right, it may also be on the house.
Would he also hold that the mezuzah thing is also a question, mishpat?
No, that seems not. That seems to be mezuzah question. There are question, mishpat questions to it, such as, right, so for example, you have to leave. So for example, right, you have to leave. You're obligated to leave the mezuzah on your door if a Jew is moving into your house, right? But he's also going to have to pay you for it, right? So what happens if he doesn't want to, right? And this is where things get complicated because then there's a tension between the choshen mishpat part of the sugya, right, and the mitzvah part of the sugya, which overlap in that case, right? So it is a little bit complicated because there is this overlap.
So if it's like a non-firm person, so then you would be actively causing...
So, right, you are supposed to leave the mezuzah, but he's also supposed to pay you for it, ideally, right? So that's where things get complicated because there's an overlap, right? So you can have cases there of... Now, in terms of whether or not people will violate Bali or Bali Matzeh, we noted that the major question that's driving it is, we know that ownership is not normal by chametz. But the question is it not normal because it's not necessary or not normal because it's not sufficient, right? Where if it's not normal because it's not necessary, so that explains why we can potentially have different types of ownership and different types of kinyanim, right, that are relevant here because no one owns it to begin with, right? If it's not sufficient, right, so that might also explain certain parts of it, right, because you could have the case where, yes, Ezra owns the house already for the purpose of ownership, but he doesn't have the key, and if you think that the key, in order to understand chametz, you have to realize that ownership is not sufficient. So yes, he owns the property, but doesn't have the key, right? Maybe by chametz, you need not just ownership, but you need control, right? We noted that in the end of the day, right, the Gemara concludes I will note, by the way, that the inverse to Rabbeinu David, that neither of them are chayiv in Bali or Bali Matzeh, is the Rid, who says both of them are chayiv in Bali or Bali Matzeh. Right? Now, again, if both of them are chayiv in Bali or Bali Matzeh, that's another reason to assume that both of them are chayiv in Bedikat Chametz. The only question is who is primary, right? The one who has control, the one who has ownership, and the like. And then we got to the question of Mesirat Mafteach, where we noted that Rashi takes it as saying that our sugya is really a Chosh Mishpat sugya, right? That in the end of the day, what we conclude is that the Chiyuv of Bedika is on whoever owns the house, right? And therefore, the end of this sugya, all this really is who owns the house, and, well, right, whoever has the keys owns the house. So in the end of the day, according to Rashi, we don't learn much about Bedika Chametz on a Pesach side, except that Bedika Chametz is the person who owns the house. And the real chiddush for him is that rental is not merely ownership lisman, it's something fundamentally different, and therefore even though the kinyan doesn't work for buying the property, it does work for rental, because rental is the right to use it, and giving over keys gives you control. On the other hand, according to Tosvot, it doesn't work as a kinyan, and therefore this whole sugya must be a Pesach question, which builds on the fact that, as we said, ownership is different on Chametz, and therefore the fact that Mesirat Mafteach is not a kinyan in general doesn't change the fact that it could potentially be a relevant kinyan here. And then we noted that even within the notion this is not a regular kinyan, so then you got to figure out, is it that you need both or either or, right? And that will come down to the question of, at least for the purpose of Bikat Chametz, is it control primary? Is ownership primary? Or do you need both ownership and control? Which again makes sense if you think that Bal Yematzeh raises the bar, right? That ownership is not sufficient, so then ownership is not going to be sufficient for Bedikat Chametz either, in which case Tosfot's position that you need both ownership and Mesirat Mafteach will make a lot of sense. The last thing I will note, because again, I said there's a lot more complexity here, and there is. The last thing that's worth noting, though, is that the exact situation in our Gemara is not 100% clear. The Gemara is clear that you become chayev when you give the keys. That what matters is when the keys were given, before or after the 14th, right? But remember, what's unclear is when did the rental happen, right? So, according to Tosfos, who says in order to be chayev, you need to both own it and have the keys, what does that mean about this scenario in the Gemara? That the kinyan happened, but no, the kinyan happened yesterday, right? Right? It has to be that the kinyan happened before the, right?
That you're only handing over the keys.
No, sorry. That it matters. Right, I'm only chayev when I have both. So it's right. Is that if I gave over the keys yesterday and I do the kinyan on the 14th, since I had the keys yesterday, I become chayev even if the kinyan is on the 14th, as long as the Mesirat Mafteach was before, right? I'm chayev. According to the Ran, though, if you look at the Ran, it has to be that the case is where the rental was done before, right? But with occupation starting on the 14th, right? Like on the 10th, I told Ezra, you can have my house for Pesach. We sign all the paperwork, right? But, and we do all the kinyan, but with a delayed, right? Move-in date is the 14th, right? Which means that according to the Ran, at the beginning of the 14th, you already need to have the legal status of tenant, which according to us is not true, right? You need to have the keys, and by time you do the bedika, you need the legal status of tenant. According to the Ran, at the Shat Chiyuv, you already need to be the tenant, right? Which again is going to further sort of detail these questions of how much kinyan is necessary and how much, and the like, but that I think there's a limit to what we can do without people going crazy and without us going on forever. Like I said, this is not the whole sugya, right? We did skip over some of the questions of how is it that the renter could possibly be in chayev in any way in the chametz. One possibility was, as I told you, is the Magen Avraham's view that Ezra's kona my chametz through kinyan chatzer, which is very unclear, right? There are other possibilities. So, for example, if you remember the Gra says that a Jew is chayev in Balyar Balyimatze if he has another Jew's chametz in his property, right? So based on the Gra, we could give a different argument here, is that the reason Ezra's chayev in Bedikat Chametz is not because he owns the chametz, but because you violate Bal Yerel Bal Yematze having a Jew's chametz in your property. It's only a non-Jew's chametz that could get you out of it. And if you take that position, so then it's true that Ezra doesn't own the chametz, but it's not true that he doesn't violate Bal Yerel Bal Yematze. But again, part of the this should just highlight to you that how much to understand this sugya, you have to understand not just Bedika, but obviously you understand Bal Yerel Bal Yematze, but we haven't done that yet. And that's really, amazingly, yet a different sugya. which in my share we will do in a few days, but so keep that in mind if you do it with Regensburg, but we will stop with